This podcast comes to you from the Pixel Labs podcast studio. As the world of marketing evolves, so must brands when faced with new challenges. We help brands grow by identifying opportunities to have real results. Welcome to the Raising Brand Podcast.
Hello, everyone. My name is Carter. Welcome back to the Raising Brand Podcast, where we talk about all things marketing and marketing adjacent. Today, I'm here with Tristan, one of Pixel Labs' resident videographers. I'm here to ask a few questions about video, but the first one I have to ask you today is, why is video an important part of a business's marketing plan?
Video is an important part of a business's marketing plan because we live in a very visual-centric, I mean, arguably mostly video, but anything visual is key these days to marketing your business. I mean, you have, you know, your logo on the outside of the business, but then what about your online presence? And that's where video comes in, or even to an extent, you know, a television commercial presence as well. But really, we really work in the online space mostly. Yep. And so having, you know, a visual presence on, you know, a social media platform or a web platform is really key to, you know, getting your business, you know, literally seen by, you know, upwards of thousands of people, you know, depending on your market size. I mean, we live in Cedar Falls. We have, you know, maybe 20,000-30,000 people in this area. And then we also have Waterloo, which is, you know, close to like 70,000.
Right.
So we have, you know, a huge potential market of people that you can reach. And how do you best reach them? You literally show them, you know, who you are, your business. You tell your story visually. And there's many other ways and you know, multifaceted way to tell your story, but I think video is arguably the most important because, you know, we, you know, live in a content heavy society these days, you know, literally everyone has content, you know, Amazon is making content, Google is making content, all the major companies are making, you know, some sort of visual content. So, you know, why not us, you know, why not, you know, any business or up and coming business or brand or, you know, influencer person. Literally, I think, like social media these days is really just about, you know, visually marketing yourself to an extent. You know, every visual thing that you put out there is, to an extent, you know, a way of marketing yourself or a way of showing yourself off to other people. And so, I think, you know, businesses need to follow that model. And, you know, whether it's, you know, then you get into the, you know, what do you put onto to video, that question. And that is, you know, a whole other topic. I mean, whether it's just you sitting in front of a camera, just saying, hey, this is my business and this is what I'm about, you know, just telling your story, giving your side of, you know, what your experience is, or, you know, making creative commercials that are like a, you know, something you would see on TV or on YouTube, or even, you know, just, you know, getting in on trends on TikTok. Anything that you can kind of do to put your video or put your business to video, I think is just important because it's going to, you know, get your eyes, literally going to get eyes on you and your product or your concept or your business or your brand. And then people, hopefully, you know, if the content is memorable enough, will, you know, internally remember that and be like, oh, I remember that business. I mean, it happens to me all the time. I see content all the time and I, you know, key on it later. I'm like, oh, I remember this because I saw this place, or I saw this product over here because I saw a video of it on here, or I saw a video promoting it. It's, I don't know. It's like, it's weird that you have to kind of try and convince people, because I to me, it's just common sense at this point. It's like everyone needs to be doing video, but it's really something we're really trying to, you know, get people prepared for that and get them on that train, because I mean, even now to an extent, everyone, you know, needs to be on, but not everyone is. And so I think, you know, 2-3 years from now, it'll be even more important, you know, to have good quality video behind your business to help, you know, gain this market, because it's going to be just even more and more competitive. I mean, I'm seeing it just as a content creator myself, who's just, you know, creating and learning to video edit and make videos. So many more people are doing it these days. And so you have to stand out some way. And so just by doing video in the first place is a great way to stand out. but then, you know, hiring an excellent team like us, or shameless plug, or just, you know, having, you know, a little bit of effort and quality into that video is just going to be, you know, what you're going to need to do moving forward.
Yeah. So. I was taking an online class on content marketing the other day. And one of the things they said is like, if you don't have a video be like the first thing that appears on your website, you lose almost 25% of people that come to your website. And like thinking about that, it's like something that I've realized that if a video comes on, like I will watch it.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily think I'm one of the 25% that will click away if there's not a video, but it still just like captures my attention so much. And I agree that like everything is pushing video these days, like social media, pushing like TikToks, short form video, especially TikToks, Instagram Reels, like things like that. But even like YouTube videos are, I feel like, are becoming more popular.
Mm-hmm.
I think just like puts human back in a business, which I think is important, is becoming even more important, is to see like the authenticity of seeing like putting humans back in business and like seeing like that like human aspect of like a business having a personality, a business like your brand being your personality, like all these things. And I think that video is just like at this point, and I see it like staying this way in the future, like the best way to put that personality in, because it's like, yeah, you can read something, but you can't read it in the tone of, you can't make someone read something in the tone of voice that you're trying to convey, or you can't like emphasize certain things. You can use bold and italics or quotation marks all that you want, but that's just still not going to be as effective as like hearing, even if it's just someone sitting down in front of a camera, like you said, like, this is me, this is my business, this is no room for interpretation, like how I'm going to say it, how I want you to like hear it. So I feel like that's so important, but also like, again, providing that like the person back in the business, the brand's identity, their personality. And it's just interesting. And I agree with you. I see it just like in the future, just like it just keeps going this way. So.
And it's all the more accessible now, which some people are, you know, people who maybe have been in the industry a long time, like, aren't a fan of that. But I'm personally a fan of that because, like, you know, more accessible, more people getting involved in it, more opportunities for everyone. I'm all about that. I'm all about, you know, teaching people to be able to do these things. And, yeah, it's all the more accessible now. And, you know, 5, 10, 15 years ago, having a video was something that you would have, like, a, you know, like a big company come in and do.
Yeah.
And it was, like, a big process, like, probably pretty expensive back in the day. Not that it's not expensive to do video, but it's becoming a lot more accessible now. And even, you know, there's, you know, different levels to it and everything. But it's all the more accessible now. You know, you can do it yourself, or you can hire, you know, there's all plenty of companies in the area too.
Right.
And it's just, now is the time. Like now is the time to get in on it. And like you said, talking about the website thing, you know, how about 25% of people kind of click away. I'm probably in that 25%, but like completely, you know, unconsciously, like,
correct. Yeah.
It's like one of those things where like, I'm just so used to seeing video now that like, I don't even necessarily think about the fact that, oh, I'm watching an ad right now, or if it catches my eye, I'm interested. I won't say the specific example, but there's an ad I've been seeing for a recent organization in the area recently, and it's something I probably would have no interest in being a part of at all or being involved with at all. But I will commend them for doing really interesting, or like, I don't know, interesting enough ads to where I've watched almost every single ad or video they put out. And again, it's something I have no interest in doing, but just the way it's marketed is interesting enough to me. And I think it's cool that like this is like a very, you know, small startup organization kind of thing. But that I commend them for, you know, putting in the effort and doing this, because I'm like, oh, it's working.
Yeah.
I'm not part of their target audiences at all, but I'm somehow getting targeted and watching these ads because there's a video, and because it's intriguing enough that it catches my eye. I'm like, oh, like, what?
Yeah.
What is this exactly? I want to hear, oh, I'm hearing the message. Okay, it's not for me, but, you know, good on you for, you know, putting yourself out there. I think that's, I mean, and the video that I'm talking about specifically is literally just a dude in front of a camera, just talking to the camera, just saying, you know, giving his, you know, quick elevator pitch.
Right.
And I don't know what it is. I think a part of it's like the novelty of like, oh, this is cool that like, you know, an organization that's, you know, small and wanting to grow is putting in effort, you know, putting in paid ads in this space. I think that's interesting. But then also I must be an effective enough ad. I don't know what, you know, efforts went in behind it, or if they, you know, or what the thought process behind it was, and you know what the, you know, the psychology of why I watch this ad is. But yeah, this, that's just
they
an interesting.
They did what they wanted. They got in the back of your head and they're sticking there.
They did. Yeah, they did. So, but yeah.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Man, I don't even remember what half of what I said at this point. I'm very caffeinated right now, but I will say, yeah, TLDR, video is probably the most important part of a business. I mean, Pixel Labs here, we do a lot more than video, but video in essence has always been, you know, the core foundation. It's what we started on before we evolved to do just about anything and everything we wanted to. Video is all kind of, you know, the anchor of which, I mean, we start a project and we start with a video, and then from there we kind of like are like, oh, how can we make graphics out of this video content, or how can we do this out of this video content, or okay, we're going to do a website, well, we need a video for the header. It's the key of every good marketing strategy, I think, at least to some extent. Like yes, you need to do other stuff, but I think in the least you should have some sort of moving video, visual sort of thing. So
perfect. All right. Well, thank you for joining the Raisin Brand podcast today. If you'd like to join more conversations like these, you can join the Raisin Brand community at raisinbrand.co.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Raisin Brand podcast powered by Pixel Labs. Remember to subscribe to stay up to date on all things Raisin Brand.